Substance Use Assessment and Treatment Strategies for Older Adults Abstract. Older adults are often underdiagnosed and undertreated for substance use disorders due to difficulty recognizing signs of substance use disorders in this population, as well as difficulty applying the DSM criteria to older adults. The current paper focuses on the prevalence of alcohol and cannabis use among older adults, as well as best practices for assessment and intervention. Through the integration of a case presentation, the current paper highlights common signs of substance use among older adults, clinical and ethical challenges in substance use disorder diagnosis and treatment among older adults, appropriate substance use assessments for older adults, and a variety of evidence-based treatment approaches that can be used with this population. Clinical vignette. Mrs. Jones is a 74-year-old woman. She was initially referred to a psychologist due to self-reported low mood, since her sister moved in with her on account of her sister's declining health. Mrs. Jones is relatively healthy and active. She takes medication for hypertension and high cholesterol. She was married once and her partner passed away several years ago. She has no children and lived alone until recently. Mrs. Jones reports her sister moving in with her as a significant disruption to her daily routine. This has become a primary area of concern for a Mrs. Jones, specifically her perception that there are daily frustrations involved in her sister living with her. Mrs. Jones considers herself very independent and has had a difficult time adjusting to the new arrangement. Her sister has limited mobility and is therefore at home most of the day, with few opportunities to engage in other activities outside of the home. In the last few months, Mrs. Jones has lost weight and had difficulty falling and staying asleep. She's cut back on many of her typical activities. She attributes these symptoms to the transition of her sister living with her. When asked about alcohol and substance use, Mrs. Jones stated that she was a light drinker throughout adulthood but never had a significant problem. She reportedly started drinking wine at the end of the day to calm her nerves on days when she perceived that there were many difficulties throughout the day with her sister. She is currently drinking 3-4 full glasses of wine per night and occasionally taking a cannabis gummy to help with sleep. This routine has been occurring for the past 3-4 months. Her sister moved in with her 6 months ago. Mrs. Jones reports a strong desire to care for her sister, since she is the oldest sibling in the family. Her other siblings have passed away and she has no other family members who live nearby. There were no frank cognitive concerns upon evaluation. Key background on topic. The number of older adults in the U.S. is increasing. For the first time in history, by 2034 the number of adults over age 65 will surpass the number of children under age 18. Substance use disorders are one of the mental health conditions that are on the rise among older adults. As an example, first-time admissions to substance use treatment facilities among adults 55 and older rose from 9.0% in 2008 to 15.6% in 2018. Between 2000 to 2017, substance use admissions increased 13% for younger adults and 203% for adults age 55 and older. The current article discusses how older adults are uniquely vulnerable to substance use problems because of comorbid medical conditions, reduced tolerance for substances, and life transitions. Alcohol use among older adults. For older adults, alcohol is the primary substance used, even though the use of many types of substances has increased among older adults. 32.7% of older adults reported drinking in the past month, and 10.6% reported engaging in current binge drinking. Binge drinking was more likely among men, those with fewer chronic diseases, those who used cannabis or tobacco, and those who had recently visited the emergency department. Drinking guidelines published by the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism define low-risk drinking as no more than 4 drinks per day and 14 drinks per week for men, and no more than 3 drinks per day and 7 drinks per week for women. The U.S. dietary guidelines suggest limiting drinks to 1 per day or less for women and 2 per day or less for men. These guidelines do not account for age specifically and highlight that recommendations can be inconsistent across groups. This can make it less clear to older adults and providers what qualifies as unhealthy alcohol use. For some older adults with complex medical conditions, no alcohol use may be recommended by their physician. Prevalence data indicate that past month and past year alcohol use increased among older adults between 2005, 2006 and 2013, 2014, as well as past month binge alcohol use and past year diagnosis of an alcohol use disorder. Older women also had a significant increase in past year alcohol use disorders, whereas rates for men stayed stable. Considering these findings, older women are emerging as a group of concern for alcohol use and may potentially be overlooked in screening because of preconceived notions that men are more likely to have unhealthy alcohol use than women. Cannabis use among older adults. Cannabis is one of the most commonly used drugs among older adults. Use of cannabis in the past year by adults 65 and older increased from 4.8% in 2021 to 7.0% in 2023. Increased prevalence of cannabis use was found among older women, those identifying as white, those with a college or postgraduate degree, those who are married, and those with certain health conditions like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The increase in cannabis use among older adults is thought to be related to more states legalizing cannabis. Despite this, data are mixed on the safety of cannabis use among older adults. Cannabis use among older adults is associated with more emergency room visits. The cannabis-related ER visit rate increased from 20.7 per 100,000 visits in 2005 to 395.0 per 100,000 ED visits in 2019, a 1,804% relative increase. Other studies have found that the increase in ER visits among older adults using cannabis is related to increased risk of injury, including falls. The main safety concerns for older adults using cannabis are exacerbation of cardiovascular and pulmonary diseases, interaction with other prescribed medications, alteration in mood and cognitive status, slowed reaction time and impaired attention, and increased risk of falls. In a qualitative study of older adults who were new users of cannabis, the top reasons for using cannabis included pain management, an alternative to prescription or over-the-counter medication, and help with sleep problems. Around 60% of older cannabis users in this study did not report their cannabis use to their healthcare provider, and around 61% reported using cannabis for the first first time in older adulthood. These findings may coincide with research among older adults suggesting that the perceived risk of cannabis use declined significantly between 2015 and 2019. Content continues with all original sections, line breaks, and pacing as above, including use of other drugs by older adults, clinical and ethical challenges, balancing autonomy and beneficence, harm reduction versus abstinence goals, cognitive status, substance use stigma, equal access to care, differential diagnosis, age-related changes in processing drugs and alcohol, evidence-based assessment and practice considerations, evidence-based assessment, practice considerations, comorbid physical and mental health conditions, mutual help groups for older adults, conclusions, key clinical considerations, all arguments, examples, case details, and statistical findings are preserved exactly from the source,